The opinions expressed in Lorecast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Okay. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Lorecast!
This is Unfiltered.
Welcome back to Lorecast, episode number 4. Today, we will be talking about high school lore with the valedictorian, actually, of our school, and also our fellow peer in media production. Welcome, Kaylon Young!
Hey, guys, that's me. How are you?
He's not this awkward. I don't know
why. I am right now, though.
He just has his diplomatic persona on.
I need a script in front of your
eyes. As soon as we said valedictorian.
I was like, I have to go suit and tie. Because that's what they told me when I gave them my first draft of my speech. They were like, this doesn't sound professional. So now, when I hear that word, I snap into my back straightens up.
Oh, gosh.
Because the office had a problem with me.
Why don't you give the audience like one sentence that describes Kaylon Young?
In my past relationships, I've been called inauthentic.
Oh.
I've been called lovable. Oh. And
okay.
Also somewhat comedic. So, I mean, take that as you will. My mom says I'm a good sport, so
that's all that matters.
Exactly, in the end.
So, the reason why he was the people's people, he was the people's people. He was like the Princess Diana of Mayfield.
That is
no, it's true. It's true. He like was connected to like almost every type of friend group. So, to start off our first section, since Kaylon knew a bunch of people, we're gonna do a little who's most likely to. and get your opinion on things. Well, we're also going to put our opinion, obviously.
Okay.
This is who's most likely to.
Yeah.
Okay. First question. Who's most likely to become famous after high school?
Would infamous count?
What do you mean?
Like, actually, never mind. Actually, I don't even want to say that. Never mind. Honestly, I don't know if you guys remember her. But I'm going to give it to Sethia. She played Anne in Anne of Green Gables, but she deserves so much more than Anne of Green Gables. Like, her voice was crazy. So, honestly, she's studying musical theater now, and I can actually see her, like...
Like, being, like, a
like belting out. Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I actually do remember Sethia. Like, mm-hmm. I remember her from Anne of Green Gables.
Yeah!
Yeah, I've seen her on TikTok too. Like some of her things have come up.
Mm-hmm.
Very good voice.
She does. She does.
But for me personally, who's most likely to become famous after high school? I would actually say like you though. You have a famous name. Like what's her? Kaylon Young, Emily Young.
That's my sister.
Wait, what?
Emily Young.
Is that your sister's name, Emily?
No, I was making... Oh, was like a haha.
Oh, sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Emily Young, Kaylon Young, and...
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say you because of the whole acting thing. Like, you're serious about it, taking the classes. You do have a famous name. I never thought about that. Yeah. But yeah,
Thank you.
You do have a famous name. And I don't know. You have this, like, thing about you. You're good at making connections, and that's probably one of the most important things when it comes to... to getting famous, so I think you're working your way up there.
Thank you.
Kaylon Young.
Thank you.
Future celebrity.
Please.
And TMU alumni.
Book me. Gosh.
Second question is, who's most likely to work back at Mayfield, which is our high school?
Seth Martinez. Seth Martinez, that's like his dream. So like, maybe I'm cheating. Maybe I'm cheating for saying that. But like as a teacher, you mean, right?
Yeah.
Or like janitor.
I
was saying like for janitor.
Like as anything.
Yeah, like for janitor.
You want to be a janitor?
Yeah.
That's true?
No, I'm kidding. No.
Oh!
yeah. Sorry. guys, I don't like this. I'm happy this isn't live.
Okay, yeah.
What do you call it? He really wants to be a drama teacher, so I can see him spinning back, actually.
Okay, I would say, personally, also, by the way, No, this question is not shady, okay? Yeah. I've heard a lot of people be like, oh, I want to go back to Mayfield and work here. Because it's a good school to work at. Like,
exactly.
It's very, not to hype our school up, but like, it's actually very like well perceived. You know, Riley from The Next Step went to that school. Mm-hmm. So anyways, but I would say Shayna, because I can see her as like a comm tech drama teacher.
She would kill that. Would actually, never mind. Huh? Would you spin back? Because I thought about it, because I was, like, having a career crisis. I was like, okay, what am I actually going to do when I graduate? I was like, oh, I could keep going to school if I can't decide, and then I could go to law school and do media law. and then I was like, no. And then I could go to teacher's college and then teach. I don't know. I feel like there's more to dig at Mayfield. Like, yeah. I liked the program, but I think there was like, we could do a little more of that film thing, and like, mm-hmm. I've learned stuff here at TMU, mm-hmm. and then also we can spend a lot more time preparing people to go into like professional acting, like right out of high school, because mm-hmm. 18 years old is the prime time for booking stuff. So I feel like that little section we did at the end with like the headshots and stuff, like if we turned that into like more expensive of a thing and actually shot like did a film unit and then shot like demo reels for people, would have made my life really much easier.
Question number three. This one's a bit different. Mm-hmm. Which couple do you think most likely would make it to marriage from our high school?
Can you name three that lasted? Sorry, no, I'm just saying, like, I'm puzzled right now. I'm like, name three that lasted to now.
I think for this one, we'll can use code names.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Nivy and the guy with the curly blonde
hair. We don't
have
to censor this. Nivy and Tim.
Nivy and Tim? Yo.
They're locked in, bro.
Nivy and Tim? I used to pass them in the hallway, and I'm like, get the fucking ring on right now. Sorry, can I swear?
Yeah,
sorry. Get a ring right on that. Yes.
Can I say nobody? Like, is that a bad answer? Like, I feel like that, I can't think of a single couple that's like, because if I can't be happy, then nobody can be happy.
Yep. I feel like I could see Bianca or Izzy going on that show.
Okay.
I don't laugh like that. No. I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry.
Kaylin, don't be ashamed. This is a safe space.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, so Bianca or Izzy. Mm-hmm. I think who would be on Love is Blind? I think it would be Tegan or Jasmine.
Huh?
What?
Huh?
Why would you...
Wait, did you say Jasmine?
No, Jasmine.
Jasmine would be on Love is Blind.
Jasmine would be on Love is Blind, or Tegan or Jagmin.
Tegan? Like Tegan, like the athlete?
Tegan the athlete. Tegan the athlete. I think he would come in like Clay, like, you know, Clay? Like,
no.
I'm not sure if I'm ready for marriage, but I just want to try. Or like, they would low-key go on just to get the trip and then just say no and get clout.
I can definitely see one of the guys in that friend group ending up on one of these, like, Netflix, like, hold on.
He's very talkative.
I think they would do it for the joke. They would obviously do it for the joke, though. But then, okay, what would happen was they would do it for the joke, get on the show, catch feelings, and then get their heart broken. Like, all love, though. Like, all love.
But, like, I don't know how it works for Love is Blind, but, like, I'm a serial, like, Too Hot to Handle watcher, and they, like, they set people up from different countries, and I feel like that's evil. Like, they put you in this island with people from England, Ireland, Australia, America, and I'm like, yo, you're setting people up in these long-distance relationships. So I feel like that's, like, doomed. For at least me, that'd be doomed failure. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's evil.
That's it for our section of who's most likely to. Straight into the lore section, like, straight into the meat of things. So our first question for Kaylin is, how would you compare the media production program to the drama program?
How would I compare the two? I feel like the thing about media production is that, like, you know, media production actually means nothing as a term. Like, it's such a general term. So then for first year, you have everybody just lumped together. and then you're with these people that you think are like-minded individuals, and they are not like-minded individuals. And I feel like the same thing happens with the drama program, because when you say drama, what do you mean? Are we doing film? Are we doing theater? Are we? So you're putting theater kids and film kids together, and then you're putting film actors with film directors and film writers, and like it's all lumped into one program. And I feel like that first, like grade nine, was all about finding these people and finding their niches. And I felt like we're doing the same thing right here.
I was just gonna add to like the point of like people's different niches, because it's so true. Because like when I was in single cam, there's just some people that were like, I don't care about camera at all, or like videotaping, and they just wanted. This is no shade. Like, I get it, because some people are lenient to like video games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then there's just some people that want to do like film and television. There's some people that want to do live film and television. Mm-hmm. So you just find the different people. And that was like the different, like the same thing with drama.
We're going to ask you a little bit more about high school.
Okay.
Starting off, name your absolute worst moment in high school.
I think the worst, one of my worst points in high school was like that grade 11 era.
I swear to God, that's everyone's worst moment that I've met so far. It's been
my life,
King Ulster,
or like my social climb fell at grade 11, because of the group of people that I was hanging around. And that was a horrible experience for me, because basically I like kind of forcefully lost a whole like kind of friend group. I think the worst one was like I can't even say his name. Yeah. No, you don't have to censor it. It's just like me saying his name is like but it's like right? Like because it was like something that was so hard for me to like believe, because if somebody's your friend, and like if you're a good person, you cannot like literally imagine your friend doing something like that. So you hear shit like that, and you're like, nah, and then he goes on live and just says, and it's just like my heart. I'm just like I'm staring at the screen, literally, it felt like funeral-ish, because it's like, that is not the person I know. So it's like, it was a weird thing for me that I didn't want to like talk about, because I didn't want to say, because like, obviously there's like, you miss, like, obviously I missed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Because like, he was my friend.
Yeah, no.
But it felt bad to say that I missed him.
Because
Yeah. But that's not the idea of him that I miss, because that like wasn't him to me, you know? So like, it was just a weird thing where it's like, I felt like I couldn't be sad about it. But really, I was like really sad about it. So I felt like I was, because I didn't even talk to my friends about it, because I didn't want, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I kind of like understand what you're saying too, because I was also close to, even when I told my mom about it, because she also knew him and stuff, she was, like, in shock. And she was like, wait, are you sure, though? Like, are you sure?
Yes, like, exactly. And I'm like, he literally said it on live, Instagram live.
Yeah. And I would also say grade 11 was a bad spot for me. It was that drama. And then on top of that, I was going through, like, a weird breakup with my ex-boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Where it was like, we're not broken up, but we're still, like, seeing each other and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then people just kept asking about him to me. And I'm like,
the inquiry is crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, guys, like, I've never talked to some people like that. And they'd be like, oh, your boyfriend. They're like, oh, are you and things still together? I'm like, And that was like, and then on top of that, like, the academics in grade 11 was just like horrible. I was taking physics, math, and then I was working. And it was just so bad. And on top of that, there was just so much, like, petty drama in grade 9.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, grade 11. People that I was, like, acquaintances with, like, they were just getting, like, canceled and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, a lot. Like, I would be walking down the halls, or I'd be in the Tim's line, and people would be like, so which side are you on? Are you on Think Side and Think Side? And, like, you don't even know them at all. Like, I swear you guys haven't even had, like, a conversation with one of them. So it was such a weird time. Mm. Grade 11.
Yeah, it was grade 11 for me, too. Yep. Thankfully, I didn't have any close ties with... who shan't be named.
The stutter before.
Yeah. Like I've been to a couple like house parties of his or whatnot, but we never were like when things went down, I was like, okay, like I don't care about you, so I'm not upset about this. But, yeah, grade 11 was rough for me, like bad, because of the people I hung out with as well. Mm-hmm. These people, to me, they were the devils, guys. Like, these were some of the most horrible people I've ever met in my life. The silent killers who, like, snaked me over. I dropped everyone. I dropped the friend group. And so I was literally a loner. I had no friends. And I only had my boyfriend, and which was great until it's not great because, like, you're young, you're immature, and you're trying to manage a relationship on top of doing well in school, on top of having to literally drop a whole group of people that you, like, considered friends. So then it was kind of rough, to say the least, but we're here now. So.
We ball.
Yeah, we ball.
So, since we named our worst moment in high school, what was our biggest, like, dub of high school? Like, your peak? Cool, you made a face like, oh, I don't think I had that. When was your biggest peak in high school?
You go first.
I would personally say... In, like, oh, I see why now. For me, it was May, June.
Okay, yeah.
Because we went to the New York trip. It was prom. I was, like, closer than ever with my friends and stuff like that. It was nice outside. I felt like everyone was, like, chilling towards the last months of high school. But now I'm starting to realize why Kaylon might not feel the same way.
Why? Why?
Because... Oh, you're just off the record about your breakup with thing. but that I think that was my peak, personally, and that I remember, it was such a peak that I wasn't even doing schoolwork and that I was falling behind in work really badly.
I agree. I think the last like the summer months of grade 12 are almost every single high schooler's best times. Like I'm telling you. The May, June part of grade 12, that's like you're chilling because you're comfortable at school because you've been there for 4 years. So you know people even if you're not friends with them and the weather's good and you can like go outside for a walk whenever you want to. The teachers are chill with you because you're a senior now. You're about to leave. And like you don't even like homework's like, what are you doing? Like you don't really need to do homework at this point. But I think my biggest dub, and it's going to sound corny, was like meeting you guys. Aww. Yeah, because, like, especially after, like, that incident, I was like, everyone's fake, like, everyone leave me alone, like, but then I met some really great people, I met Anna Sophia, Lena, Kayla, Joelle, etc., and it was, like, really, really fun, like, hanging out with everyone, going to prom with you guys, like, it was really, really lit.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That was, that, like, honestly, I would still agree, but, like, that was also, like, that was the best and worst. Like, aside from grade 11, I'd also put grade 12 right under it. For, like, the... Because grade 12 had such high highs. Mm. And that made the lows feel so low. Because, like, there were great things. Like, when we went to Ottawa for the improv thing, like, we won nationals. And that, like, feeling was such a, like, that's a core memory. Like, I made it my lock screen for 2 months because, like that whole trip and that whole, like, winning experience, like, that was amazing. And that's why I volunteer with them now. But then I come back and then New York, high, and then it comes back and it's just like, whew. Like, it was such a teeter-totter. That, like, I'm so thankful for all those memories, but it made everything else just feel so dull. Mm. But I do agree with you because those trips, like, yeah, the grade 12 had some really, 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 really good highs.
Okay, so for our last segment, we'll be giving advice section advice section. We'll be giving advice to our high school selves. So if you could speak to your high school self, grade 9, little you. This sounds like the RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, what would you say to little old Timmy here? If you could say to little Kaylon, like, what advice would you give him?
You don't need to join everything to be important.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I would say to Anna Sophia, you just chill when things happen, okay? Like, if you get, you know, you say you want to get your heart broken, but be chill about it afterwards.
Gosh, this isn't even advice. I'd be like, bro, buckle up. Like, it's about to get crazy. Like, you're going to go through stuff. Yeah, yeah. There's nothing I can tell you. Like, you're going to get through stuff, but you're going to get out of it in the end. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's it for episode 3 of Lorecast. Thank you, Kaylon, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
On our next episode, a little bit related to high school lore, we're going to do a sub episode called Lore of Teachers, where we're comparing teachers from our high school to teachers now in university, the difference between high school teachers and university teachers, stereotypes about them, and whatnot, with our friend, Sonia.
Bye!